If you have ever played small to fit in, wondered if you were good enough, or thought you had to act like a man to achieve success, then Lisa Jimenez's message, Don't Mess with a Princess, is for you. Her powerful message reveals the truth about femininity and the power of being a woman in business and in life. Lisa will inspire you to celebrate the power of your femininity and create an abundant life that you love. Lisa is an international speaker who coaches top entrepreneurs, helping them grow their businesses and create prosperity in all areas of their life. She is the author of the international bestseller, Conquer Fear, and the facilitator of the highly acclaimed Rich Life Mastermind Retreats. For more information about Lisa's coaching programs, go to www.rx-success.com. Now, let's join Lisa live in the studio as she shares her message, Don't Mess with a Princess.
I sat down in my first class seat on Delta Airlines just as the pilot's voice piped in over the intercom. Welcome to Delta Airlines. We'll be taking off shortly for JFK and expect an on-time arrival. Now, before I finish this story, I want to ask you something. As you were hearing that first paragraph, whose voice did you hear as the airline pilot? Did you hear a man's voice or a woman's? That's very revealing as to where our culture's mindset still is, and where your mindset is too. Shifting that belief is exactly why I wrote this book, Don't Mess with the Princess. Now back to the story. The female pilot finished her announcement with a cordial, "So sit back and enjoy the flight." Almost immediately, I heard a woman in front of me lean over to the man sitting next to her and say, "Oh shit, I get so nervous when it's a woman pilot. Flying a commercial plane is a man's job." I sat there stunned to think that comment would be made by a female and a businesswoman flying first class in the year 2006. It was shocking. But she said it, and in doing so, declared to every person on that plane and to the invisible subconscious ear of the world that women don't belong in leadership positions. My dear reader, may such a statement never come from you or me. Please watch yourself and the beliefs, especially the subconscious beliefs, you hold about women. These negative comments keep limiting beliefs alive. So what about you? Do you celebrate your female colleagues or feel jealous of their success? Do you acknowledge a woman's promotion or complain about how she really didn't deserve it? Do you rejoice in the engagement of a friend or secretly hope the relationship doesn't work out because you're envious? Make no mistake about what I'm saying here. Women must get over their jealousy, limiting beliefs, and gossiping habits before we can usher in transformation. And most importantly, women must understand the power that we hold in our words, thoughts, and beliefs of other women. The point is, you have the power to transform the world by the thoughts and beliefs you hold, by the words you speak, and the space you create for women's success. If you really understand the power you have, then will you stop gossiping and start inspiring? Will you put an end to envy and begin elevating? Will you kill off your cattiness and initiate celebrating women's success in business, relationships, and in life? Will you make a promise with me right now that you will be the type of women who celebrate the success of other women? And if you just made that promise, then email me and let me know that you create the space for success in leadership and in life for women. And you can email me at Lisa, L-I-S-A, at ilovetheprincess.com and share your decision with me. Just think of it. What would the planet look like if every woman reading this book, Don't Mess with the Princess, made that commitment and stopped?